First, I want to give honor to Pastor. Whenever he asks me, I never take this for granted because this is not a right, this is a privilege. I'm never entitled to speak. None of us are. But it's by the will of God that we're able to. My fruit of the Spirit is going to be on faithfulness. I'm going to start like everybody else did with Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Before the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. What is it to be faithful? Faithful is an adjective. The dictionary states it as this: strict or thorough in performance of duty, a faithful worker, true to one's word, promises, or vows, steady in allegiance or affection, loyal, constant, and faithful, reliable, trusted, or believed. The crazy thing is, in the dictionary, it also has this as its last point: obsolete. Think about that. In today's world, being faithful is an obsolete word. It is too many times that when we talk to our friends and that, they're not always talking about how faithful they are. Too many people switch, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but too many people like switch jobs because they get a little aggravated by somebody and they quit. And it's like, oh, I don't want to do this after 3 weeks. Faithfulness is not a common word in this world anymore. We only seem to talk about it at times of anniversaries or if somebody has been at a job for their lifetime. What amazes me is when somebody asks me how long have I been married, and I say 31 years, they look at me like, how is that even possible? Because there's a lot of people I went to school with that they're on their third marriages now. And I have been married to my wife for 31 years. Now, thank you. Now, she is a sign of faithfulness because I'm telling you all the stuff that I've done. Faithfulness is an integral part of any relationship. And it needs to be a two-way street, because if it only goes one way, that relationship will die. There are too many times when our walk with God, God is always faithful. He's always wanting to do things for us. But then there are times that we turn our backs on him. It's not that the God's relationship with us is going to die because of him. It's going to die because we're not being as faithful to him as he is to us. You see, being faithful is important to our human being. You see, we are made to run on a principle of faith. Think about this. We inhabit a planet without any visible means of support. It's just spinning around in space. And if it were to stop, we can't fix it. And if it slows down, we can't speed it up. That's faith. That's faith in knowing that God is going to do what he said he's going to do. Think about this also. We breathe air that we don't even see. That's faith. Think about that. You don't see it, and here we are going, breathing and moving. We also eat food that we haven't seen how it was prepared. Now, that's a lot of faith. That's why we always have prayer before we eat. And then there are times when we're driving our car, we hit the brakes, assuming that they're going to work. We need to remember that in order to have faithfulness, we have to have faith, and we need to be faithful in everything. We also need to remember that faith without faithfulness is misplaced faith. Because you can have faith in somebody, but not be faithful that the whole situation is going to come to an end. You see, you might be wondering why I'm always saying faith and faithfulness. See, in the English language, that's two separate words. But in the Greek, hopefully I say this the right way, pistis means faith and faithfulness. See, in the Greek, it's one word. It's inseparable. You cannot divide faith and faithfulness. We need to remember that. When God says we have to have faith, we also need to be faithful in what he says. Faith, that word, the Greek word also represents inseparable. It means belief, conviction, trust, confidence, reliability, dependable. Who does that sound like to us? Who can we trust? Who can we have confidence in? Who can we rely on? And who is very dependable? but our Lord Jesus Christ. He is there because he is always faithful. He is faithful even when we're not. In 2 Timothy 2 and 13, it says, if we believe not, yet he abideth faithful because he cannot deny himself. God cannot deny who he is. God is forever faithful in all things. God is also faithful in the blessing me. In Lamentations 3, 21 through 23, it says, this I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Amen. Think about it. How many times have we gotten up in the morning and somebody's done you wrong, but you seem to remember that, and God doesn't? Because, like, I mean, what I'm getting at is we do something wrong against God. We ask for forgiveness, and God, his mercies are new every day. That is his faithfulness. He is faithful to protect me. In 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, there hath no temptation taken you but such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. It doesn't mean temptation isn't going to come, but he's going to give you avenues and ways that you can flee it. He'll give you the strength. And one of the ways he gives you to protect you, he gives you the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is there to not only to protect, but to teach and mentor. God is also faithful to forgive me. No matter what I have done, he is faithful to forgive me. No matter how many times we may have stumbled or I have stumbled, he is there. And as long as, like in 1 John 1 and 9, it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. We need to remember that he is forever faithful no matter what, that we need to also be faithful. He is also faithful to keep me. These are important things to remember, because there's too many times the enemy comes in and says, you know, you stumble. God's not going to forgive you. He is faithful to forgive you. He is faithful to give you the strength that you need to go forward. He is faithful to able to do what he wants you to do. And he's faithful to keep me. In 1 Thessalonians 5, 23 and 24, the word says, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Think about that. When you came to this altar and you asked God to forgive you of your sins, he called you. And if he says he's going to keep you, he's going to keep you. You got to remember that I'm paraphrasing it. There is nothing that is going to take you out of the hand of God, no matter what. Strife, death, nothing. Nothing shall remove you from the hand of God. He will keep you. He will give you the strength that you need. The Bible teaches that I am saved by faith, that I must walk in faith, I must live by faith, I must stand on faith, and I will pray in faith, and I shall overcome in faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But my faith has no power unless God remains faithful. And you know, he was forever faithful. His word is forever true. It will never change. Since the spirit of the fruit is about reproducing the character of God in my life, what does it mean to me personally? First, you and I need the confidence in the word of God and God himself. For in Revelations 2 and 10, it states, fear none of those things which shall suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Okay, not all of us are going to jail, and not all of us have been, you know, persecuted in the same way as the early church. But there are situations that we are going through. There are times that we're at work. We need to have the confidence that the word says that we are going to be able to stand before our enemy and we will be conquerors. We also must have a conviction in our lives, not to be timid. So when you're in that school atmosphere or work or just out in the world in general and somebody says something off or that's disparaging to God himself, to your Lord. Think about it. You're God. He died on a cross. How hard is it for us to be able to stand before somebody and tell them the goodness that he's done for you? You see, you don't know the God that I know. And that's the problem. Too many times, which I've been guilty of at times too, you hear somebody loud and boisterous and demeaning and almost being blasphemous, and you're afraid of confrontation. But we need to remember who our God is and who we stand for and the word that we can stand on. We don't just follow and listen to some jibber-jabber. We listen to the truth. We listen to the word. And God himself is the word. So if we follow the word, live the word, we will be living through like God's words through us to other people. We need to have a conviction and stand true to his word. For in 3 John 3:4, "For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth." You and I, we must be committed to this gospel and to his service. Am I always faithful? No. Am I always consistent? No. And I ask God to forgive me every time I have these shortcomings. But we must have that consistency to the best of our ability. And when we don't, when we stumble, we need to ask God to help us and strengthen us. And by his grace, I am getting better. Some of you think, well, man, you've been in church forever. How can you still have issues? We're all human beings. No matter how long you've been walking, we are, it's learning. We are being discipled. Disciple doesn't mean, boom, you're there. Disciple means you're being taught continually. You are a disciple of Christ. You are learning from Christ. You're trying to understand the word better. You're trying to get stronger through him. We must have that consistency. In Luke 16:10, in the NIV is where I took this from, "Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much." We need to be careful when we are given a task, when God has asked us to do something, and not to just throw away frivolously. We need to be cognizant of what he wants us to do and to have the understanding to allow him to speak into our hearts. Does that mean that we're always going to go forward like we're supposed to? No. And I'm ashamed at times I'm in that position. There are times that we try to be faithful, but we allow that fear that we shouldn't allow. We should realize who our God is and who we serve. The Bible teaches that faithfulness must be demonstrated in our relationships with people as well as our relationship with God. Because if you don't have a relationship with people, how can you have a relationship with God? Think about that. If I did not have a relationship with you or my wife or my children, how could I have a relationship with God? He is my father. As to my children, I am their father. If I did not have a relationship, if we did not talk and communicate, nothing would be done. It'd be cold. It'd be a wall. It'd be nothing. And I am thankful for his faithfulness. Because of his faithfulness, I have been able to get through a lot of dark situations, a lot of dark times. Just a little bit of the other day, me and Chris were in the backyard and we were talking. Like when we first moved into the house, I literally had nothing. We had to make payments on $1,000 car. We had nothing. But God was faithful. He made a way for us to do these things. He made a way for us to have food. Even when it seemed like there was nothing there, he was always faithful. He was consistent in what his word says. He is our provider. There is no denying what he can do. But only built on the confidence, conviction, commitment, and consistency can any of these relationships survive the pressures of life. Because if we don't have one another, and if we don't have God, we will all crumble. And we need to remember that. You know, that's why it's so important. And he says it every time. We're only as strong as our strongest or weakest family. Because if that person stumbles, then there goes the dominoes. That's why we need to be there for one another. We need to lift each other up. We need to speak into each other's lives. We need to show them who God really is. The traits mentioned above are invisible to just anybody, that a casual observer, but are painfully obvious to those that know us. They know when we haven't been consistent because they had seen it in our life. They know if we've been faithful or not. When I was doing the study, it was tearing me apart because God was speaking to me every verse that I was reading. I don't care how you are or where you're at in your walk. You can always be encouraged by the word. Don't ever take a spanking as a punishment at times, but take it as a lesson of learning. Allow him to minister, to correct, because he is forever faithful. He is here to lift us up so that we can be successful. And us as Christians, we even have a greater cause to be faithful. Because on that day we stand before God to be judged, we will not be judged on our wealth. We will not be judged on our success, our talent, or reputation, or even the sacrifices that we've made. Because, like, look what I did. Look what I did. But unfortunately, it's, yeah, look what I did. Look what I did. But no, God is going to base us solely on our faithfulness. Were we faithful to his word? Were we faithful to those that were above us? Were we faithful to do what he had commissioned us to do? Were we faithful to speak into other people's lives? When you see somebody and you get that little nudge, were you had the boldness and the faith to do what God had spoken you to do? Do we always succeed in that? No. But that is where the faithfulness of God comes in to keep us. I close with this. In 1 Corinthians 4 and 2, this is also from the NIV. Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must be proved faithful. God has given us a trust, and we must prove ourselves faithful every time he asks us to do something. Is being faithful going to be easy? No, it never is. Like when you go through those hard times, is it easy? No. But God is going to strengthen us. Stay faithful to his word. Allow him to minister to you. Allow him to build your spiritual muscles up. Because think of the strongest stone in the world as a diamond. And it's only that way because of all the pressure that it was put under. That is how we will be as Christians, no matter how much pressure we will be under. God will give us the strength to withstand it all. He will give us the words. He will give us the encouragement. He will put people in position to us to hear the word. He will put ministers. He will put the pastor. He will put laymen, however you want to call us. He will put us all in front of one another to help one another. I say this all the time. A minister is not someone that's here. A minister is a servant. A pastor, a preacher, is a servant. Jesus Christ was the greatest example of a servant. He was forever faithful, and he will continue to be faithful. Let's raise our hands right now. Lord, help us right now, Lord Jesus. Lord, you be the strength to us right now. Lord, you can